It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about recycling prized possessions.
When someone downsizes their home, they have to think about what stays and what goes. But what do people do with relics from their life that carry deep meaning, like old trophies? At the Nationwide Trophy Recycling Program in Madison, staff and volunteers take old trophies for a fee and recycle the parts. Then they rebuild new trophies and give them away for free to nonprofits nationwide. Alexandra Salmon takes us on a tour of the shop.
And then as we got over here, we've just passed all the boxes, a huge mountain of boxes that started back in 2020.
This is Janet Gray, co-founder of the Nationwide Trophy Recycling Program. She used to keep the recycled trophies at her other family business, called Total Awards and Promotions, but eventually they ran out of space.
And we just couldn't keep up. Once COVID came, we as a family couldn't keep recycling. It was growing so much, as I said, the hallways, every single office. So we actually had a moving company had to move all those boxes over to here. And then the boxes just kept coming, so it got higher and longer. As I said, that was my load from today. I just picked that up from UPS. And so we keep doing the new stuff. So that's why we're finally getting down to 2020 and 2021.
So I'm really curious about this, how people are basically paying to give you their old trophies. And obviously that's people's time and they're spending money to give their old trophies to you. And I'm curious, what do you think drives people to give you their old trophies?
What people are doing is a sense of feeling of honor. These awards have honor and feelings with them. They just can't take it to the garbage. Now, sure, they could take it to Goodwill. Goodwill's going to sell them in their stores, so they're going to take their plates off. They want to feel better about this. This is another step going forward to say, you're not going to just throw them away. You're going to give them to somebody else to feel that honor. You're going to pay it forward. So it's those who really want to see their trophies go and have another life.
Okay. It would go like this.
Here's Nancy Haight, a volunteer.
And so what are you doing right now?
I'm taking apart a trophy. This is a plastic, an old plastic base. And we'll look at it, see if it's worth a saving.
So do you have any memories of getting trophies?
No, I'm too old.
Female softball? Because you love female softball trophies.
No. Women, when I was in high school, did not play sports.
So there were no trophies exchanged?
No. No, there were. Not for women. We did not play basketball. We did not play track. We were too feminine, and that was bad for your body, I guess.
Oh, I can imagine. Do you like to get recognition now?
Oh, I did. In my profession, I did. You would get plaques. You belong to an association that would recognize you. So, yes.
And did that feel good?
Oh, yes, it sure did. It felt like you did a good job at what you were doing.
What do you think trophies mean to people?
Again, I think it's about the honor and the feeling of being appreciated or of accomplishing something. People need to be recognized. You see, you're going to stand up real straight when you've been appreciated. You've done all this work and they love you for it. And that is what people feel when they get awarded with something, I think, is the appreciation. You can feel it.
Yeah. And why do you think we need that?
Probably because being that I was raised in the awards business, I really feel that people need appreciation. It's your motivation. So I think that appreciation is missing in our society. We just take it for granted. And that it's just like a little gem. You can appreciate it and you light up like a light bulb.
Alexandra Salmon is an independent radio producer who lives in Madison. She brought us that story on recycling trophies. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lola and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
You're listening to Wisconsin Today.